Attention, film school students. Here are a few announcements. Item 1. What do the numbers 2, 5, 13, and 38 have in common? Item 2. This movie is a sequel known as Part 2, but it's the fifth in a series. Item 3. And it's the 13th appearance of one character and the 38th of another. Oh, and item 4. If anyone can find the film school janitors on their lunch break, tell them it's time to review Godzilla Kong, the New Empire. X is supposed to be silent.
Here's a little story about a trio of janitors. Might have heard they worked at a well-known film school. They picked up a few things other than trash. They might hate your movie or if drunk think it's cool. Every now and then they get together for a lunch break. Trash talks a movie, your TV, your streaming. Rodney and Jason and Sean, they'll clean house. If you listen close, you can hear kids screaming.
All right, so we are going to be talking about... How do you pronounce this title?
Kong.
No, it's got...
Oh, it's Godzilla. X. It's X.
Do you say X?
It's an X. It's an X.
Do you say Godzilla X?
Because it's supposed
Kong,
to be Japanese.
Cole in the New Empire.
Isn't the X supposed to be like...
But the X is not... If you do Hunter X Hunter...
Don't listen. I don't argue with that, okay?
The X does not exist.
And Spy X
X just means twice over. So you say Hunter, Hunter. But it yeah. wouldn't mean the same thing here because one's Kong and one's Godzilla.
Then you got
or Spy Family. So
there's
I,
a movie coming out.
I've never seen Spy Family. Everybody's coming. It's a good wholesome show. I know everybody's coming.
It's so wholesome.
I started.
I know. I need to watch it again.
I started it.
You did too.
Yeah.
You're watching anime now.
I watch anime every once in a while, and it's like a newer idea.
I would love once.
I like
in a
that because she's like psychic and she knows how to like try like the orphan
can we
girl.
Do? Can we drip in some anime now and then?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right.
I mean, movies are going to be easier to do just because right. I'm not going to watch 1,300 episodes of One
no,
Piece.
No, yeah, I got you.
Oh!
I'm on,
oh,
1,100
listen,
right now.
Listen, have you caught up with One Piece, though?
No, I'm not. I'm on 1,100. Listen, I'm like 200 episodes off.
Listen,
so what, because the boys, are the kids still watching it with you?
Lex watched it with me, King. Just
the,
oh,
okay. The latest episode.
King's got a girlfriend.
Had me in a chokehold last night because it was funny. Okay, I don't, right. Yeah, we talk about
well, I don't know.
Like Jake Gyllenhaal, like Conor McGregor.
Yes,
that kind
of literally.
I'm like 200 episodes away. I'm nowhere near.
Listen, there's a fight that's going on that was 20 years ago, 700 episodes ago, that is re-happening again with new powers, new abilities. Okay. And it's what you
why
want
did
to
Luffy
see.
Get his ass handed to him to begin with and now it's a different fight kind of thing?
No, it's him it's him fighting somebody he fought 700 episodes
ago. Tell me who that is. It's not
Lucy. He's fighting Lucy again.
Okay, all right.
But with Gear 5.
Oh, Lucy, the cheetah guy.
Yes.
With the white suit.
Yeah, and he has a new form.
Okay, because that guy's fighting. A badass. He's a badass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah okay.
But he right. also got to fight Gear 5 Luffy
okay,
now.
All right, okay. People like... People wished he was in like the show more. Like people grabbed onto that
because that was the peak. Like really, to me, that, I loved it then. But then you know, we want to see. Who
it's
fight.
A character with. It's one of the first characters where Zoan. Is it called Zoan powers?
Yeah,
because they're animal.
But he
powers.
Was like, but he beat up Luffy. Then Luffy like he literally beat Luffy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Luffy was like,
it's good character. It's like he's a great character.
It was one of the. It's when the fights turned.
It's, like, it's when one of the first time you've ever been introduced to when they turn their body black and they hit you and shit. You would call it life, but they call it something else.
Hockey?
Hockey, yes. That's for the first time it's hockey.
All right, so...
That was the most racist thing you ever said. It's when people turn black. And you said, you call it life. Like,
well,
what?
I don't know if it's racist as much as it's direct.
Oh, I can't stand you.
Randall's living hockey.
So
don't talk about Godzilla.
We're not recording, are we?
Yes, we are. Yes. So Godzilla.
Oh my God! Delete.
I can start
I'm
over.
I'm so sorry. No, it's
no.
Wrong.
Go ahead.
It's
wrong. Leave it on there.
Don't have race motor in my body. I'm good.
Leave it on there.
Leave it on there. I don't
so
worry
the
about it.
Idea of this now. It's a sequel to. It's technically what the fifth film in the series.
If you're offended, I'm sorry. If you're not, then cool. Awesome.
Would this be like the fifth film of the MonsterVerse series?
Yes.
Have you watched Monarch on Apple TV or no?
No, I watched it when I had Apple TV before they took it away from me. I watched the first two episodes of Monarch.
Okay,
so
is this related to Monarch?
It's all tied to the same MonsterVerse, MonsterVerse they call it. So it's like whatever Warner Brothers' little like slate of stuff is. So this goes back to what it's first the Godzilla, the first Godzilla that was done by Gareth Edwards,
2014.
The first Godzilla, the first
and then
Kong.
Skull Island, and then. Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yep,
yep.
And then Godzilla versus Kong, which is the last movie.
And then this
then
one.
And
then
Kong
this one.
Kong versus Godzilla.
But this is like.
It's Godzilla versus Kong and Kong versus Godzilla now, right?
No, this is Godzilla
X-Kong.
Kong.
Oh, X-Kong.
The new empire.
Oh, because they're. The poster of them running together with explosives behind it makes me think of like a Bad Boys.
Yeah, it's exactly what, yeah.
Yeah, like a Bad Boys.
So when they first started showing teasers for this,
action movie.
Like, so y'all can tell me about the movie because I haven't seen it. There you go. We can do it that way.
What's that? There's really no plot.
No, it's picking
there's
up.
There's no plot?
I mean,
so basically, the little girl from the last movie that could talk to Kong from
Scar
from Iwi Island or whatever, from Skull Island, the Iwi people. Mm. She's in this now. The mother's in it. I don't remember. And then Brian Tyree Henry's in it again.
Yes.
Was Dan Stevens' character in the other one?
Brian Tyree Henry's like your Alex Jones type character. Nobody wants to believe him. Everything's a conspiracy. But this is the one he was right on. So she brings him back into the fold, which I thought he was awesome. Little girl's a lot taller and a lot older. She had some kind of peak. She's like double
height. She 3 years. Yeah, she was 11 to 14 or 14 to 17.
Yeah, she had a little spurt. She's tall. Who else is in? Is that it?
And then the other guy is... Dan Stevens,
okay,
who the director of this did this movie called The Guest. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We watched a lot of shit on about.
You didn't like The Guest?
No.
The Guest, where he was like a military guy coming back home saying he knew their brother.
Oh, okay, we're thinking of something else. Okay, okay. Go ahead.
You thinking God. The Host?
Yes, I was thinking The Host.
Oh, okay. The Host, the monster movie, The Host, the Korean film. The Host by the guy who did Parasite.
Parasite? Oh, it wasn't Korean? Okay. Because The Host is about the giant monster in the water.
Yeah.
Grabs him, kills him, brings him
to this is
and then the guest is about a guy who comes home and says, oh, your brother died, but I'm the soldier that was with him. And then they kind of invite him in, and Dan Stevens is in. It's pretty good.
I would argue that The Host is something that let people grab on the Korean movies. You see, it's called The Guest? I think The Host kind of like opened off.
I would have gone to Train to Busan or like one
did
of
that come out? I thought Host came out before.
I think those are before.
Train to Busan, whatever?
Busan, yeah.
Was that before Host? Are you sure?
I think so.
Mm. I think Host is before that. We'll see. We'll have to look that up.
Well, the one's the cartoon. I think the first
we'll have
one's
to ask Jay.
Well, the first one's a cartoon, and then the second one was like a live, like the sequel was live action. So maybe. It could be in the middle of there. But,
Jay would know. He's not here, fucker.
But yeah, basically, we see King Kong's in the Hollow Earth, yes. Kind of you know, showing how he sets
90% of this
now.
Movie is CGI. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, it is a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
It looked great.
Yeah.
I was
they
like,
did nothing pulled you out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I went, I go, you know what? I go, they put a lot of care into this movie that I don't think anybody cares about.
Yes, that's 100% true.
I went,
okay. That's 100% true.
Like, even all the previews are showing for this before, I'm like,
as far as visuals,
who is who are they making this for? Like, who wanted this movie? Who expected this movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. And then I enjoyed it because it's just what it is.
It's so you go,
you want to watch monsters fighting each other and busting up cities?
It's what your odor before your so the original Godzilla was this deep thing about the country is going through, and then they tried a couple more times, and then they started getting this quirky little thing that the Godzilla movies end up being about, to where he's having a baby. This movie's kind of touching to whatever that was for that midlife
transitional
thing for Godzilla. It's kind of jumping back into that again. I think the thing with me was I just saw Minus One.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get over how amazing fucking Ines One is. That it just feels like two different creatures and monsters and everything. Yeah. It is.
It's two different worlds.
It's two different worlds all together. And not one even comes close comparing to the other one. But you're right. You're either going to drink a high class end of wine, or you're going to grab yourself a beer. And you decide how you're going to spend your night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Kong and Godzilla is your beer. Grab a beer.
Like this one introduces a whole other group of like giant apes. Mm. Yeah. And like in the
Scar
previews,
is there,
and I was like, it's the Scar King. I'm like,
Scar King. I was so mad about that name too. I was so mad.
Anything else?
Why would an old race of those people call him Scar King? Uh-huh. Or it's
yeah, because they found like inside a middle Hollow Earth, they found a more Hollow Earth realm. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, there's a Hollow Earth realm inside the Hollow Earth.
Yeah, there's like another and one inside the, there.
Like a Morlocks has their own Morlocks.
Yes,
and then they come up to the surface once in a while, get the food wherever they need, club. Why hasn't Kong ever seen them before?
No, I don't think they ever did.
But how did those three
It units? Was it got broken up when he set that trap and that opened it up.
That's what it was, okay, yeah.
And so the people down below, there's all the girls, people like
the tribe of
the ancient ones, they were sending these signals up to like the surface because they knew something was gonna happen. And down there, there's like an ice-breathing Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's just another Godzilla.
It looks like a Iguanodon.
Iguanodon. Yeah, with all white breeze eyes.
Yeah.
And this is in not the Hollow Earth, but the Hollow Earth.
The Hollow Earth.
Yeah. And at one point, there's a they read it on the wall. It's the history.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the world froze over.
It was because
of this monster. Whatever froze
titans.
Over thousands of years ago when the world froze over.
Yep.
It's because of this titan.
So was it a sleep?
This titan had some kind of spaz out.
No, the
everything.
Scar King had a like a shard that could control it somehow.
Was it like Sonic the Hedgehog? Was it like a scar? Was it
like
one
the,
of the,
like the
did it come
squill?
Off of it?
I think so.
That's what it felt like to me. I was like, this is Sonic the Hedgehog.
But he made it as like a giant bone whip
that it would torture if it wouldn't listen to him. And I guess it is what it is.
A cameo. I was surprised. Like I kept hearing, like, oh, there's a cameo that they're not even revealing in the movies. Like they're not showing the cameos. You can guess.
Is it a monster?
Mm-hmm. Who would be a good cameo?
The butterfly?
Yes, Mothra. It's Mothra, yeah.
And the little girl now, she's the one, instead of having the two little girls in the box, remember like in the old movies, like there would be like the little, she's the one now that can communicate with Mothra. To be honest, why is Mothra so cool? I don't know. But wasn't Mothra in one of the other movies?
Mothra was in King of the Monsters. So
okay.
I don't know if it was this movie or another movie I watched where, so Godzilla protects the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mothra protects the people. And there's another.
Because Mothra and Godzilla will fight.
And there's a third monster that does something. Rodan.
The
pterodactyl looking thing protects something too at whatever level that is. And those three monsters kind of like.
Yeah, there's like the three are good. And
the three-headed dragon came from another.
Yeah, Ghidorah.
Came from another planet dropped.
Yeah.
King Ghidorah.
But yeah, they each have what they protect.
Yeah, Rodan's the one that has the wings and looks like
and
a dragon.
It protects something too. I can't remember what it protects. But Godzilla, if you screw over the Earth, it makes you pay for it. Hence. Nuclear and fallout and all that stuff. Then Mothra protects the people. So you got Mothra again. Was that thing they're ripping their soap when they're ripping through? Is that Mothra's
silk screen?
I was gonna say netting.
So Godzilla in the beginning is going around like powering up, and they're like, "What's going? Like, why is he going?" He goes and fights like one called Tiamat and like steel. Like it's at an apex where
you've seen the Tiamat before. It's
so he was killing monsters and powering up from them?
Yeah, Titans, like going into their area. Power. Like the area that Tiamat stayed was like a cross-section for energy in our planet. So it was like going there. He's sleeping in the
Coliseum. That's his sleeping.
Yeah, sleeps in the Coliseum like
which he gets up and just monsters his way through Greece, tears up fucking everything, Rome, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everybody's just okay with
Rio
it now.
Janeiro, like so many people died. I feel like I'm going to go... So many people died,
and
in this
they're all like, "Oh, he's going back to bed, yay!" And like, "Oh, so everybody's just gonna crowd in that town again?" Like, none of that made sense to me. So,
but it's true. But I mean, at a certain point when they're all fighting on the surface in Rio de Janeiro at the end, I kept going. I'm like, "Oh my god, they're knocking down a building!" I go, "Well, I guess that's what the old movies were. They're just in giant suits walking around breaking whatever little sets they built." I'm like,
"It's not Superman, right? They're monsters to you. That's nothing. We go outside and play basketball or football, and we don't care about the ant things around us.
Who was
or anything.
The little monkey?
So that's his part of the people that were in the underground in the inner circle, which I loved what a little asshole he was.
So people think you know the old baby Godzilla. I can't remember the name of that little baby Godzilla.
Minmi,
they think Minmi and this thing.
Gazuki, you're right. Gazuki. Yeah,
Minmi and this thing should fight each other.
Oh, but because there's a
baby
little
baby Godzilla and this guy should fight each other.
Yeah, they need to have baby Godzilla introduced next because they have a baby King Kong.
And that's also when the Godzilla movies took a hard left of what the fuck.
Right,
because
he would shoot the little
retarded.
He would shoot. And you jump around and like shoot the puffs.
He was screaming cross-eyed and everything.
I can't believe I let you fly them.
That's okay.
But it's true.
That might be the second less offensive thing we said on this cast today. So
I'm so sorry.
But no, but he did look like that.
His eyes were crossed.
I mean, and it's about a dinosaur.
For the moment in time, that's probably what he'd been called. Let's get that. For the moment in time, that's probably what he'd been called.
Yeah, let's see what's the. It's like something like Min Meat. Also.
I thought he was Godzuki.
Yeah, they call him that.
Godzuki.
Baby Godzilla. And what's baby King Kong?
But people are like, we gotta get them next movie.
Look at that.
They gotta fight each other.
There's another one though. There's another one. Where's the other one?
Remember he do like the little dumb moves?
Yeah.
This one, Manila.
Manila.
This is the one. Look at him. Ooh.
That's what I'm thinking about.
He looks like he has.
So 1967, Son of Godzilla.
Looks like he might be diagnosed with Down syndrome.
Stop it. So baby, baby King Kong.
Name. I'm looking at the picture too.
So okay, Suko is the name of the new one, but there was another.
There's a new one.
Yeah, that's with the little orange guy.
And the new one. Yeah.
Oh, that's the Kong one.
Yes.
Okay.
Baby Kong.
Dance game.
But Suko, yeah. So Suko shows up.
So Suko's related to Scar.
It's part of that people.
Part of their because Scar's kind of.
But his dad. The Scar King kicked it in the lava pit.
So Scar King's building something to go to the surface of the Earth and destroy the surface of the Earth. Okay. So they're sending out signals to stop Scar from doing that because Scar's going to get this frozen thing, go to South Earth, and freeze the Earth over again.
The people, yeah, the Ewe
there's
people.
There's humans down there.
Humans down
they're
there.
They're trying to get Godzilla
they all
to come down
speak
and help.
Telepathically to each other.
They're trying to get Godzilla. They're sending signals to Godzilla and have Godzilla come down and help.
That's what
right?
they want.
Yeah, and that's why or Godzilla's going around powering up, yeah. right? Yeah. And that's
but King Kong can only lure Godzilla down there to help fight because like there's a scene where they lose all the gravity, so they're just floating around in space. It's like, again. It's a big, it's a big giant fight. It's more monster fighting than humans for a change, which I appreciated, and I enjoyed it. And I kept going. I'm like, I go, what are they doing here? And I go, oh, they're just doing it because it's fun. I'm like,
didn't
that's
Godzilla. Did Godzilla
King Kong has a power glove because he hurts his hand.
Well, how did he hurt his hand?
It got frozen by the
ice dragon,
and it fell off.
And they
just
bring
major frostbite.
They bring a glove from Earth that goes on Kong's hand and makes it like this robot glove hand.
That he yeah, it looks like the thing that Ripley kind of goes in like that yellow.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And then the little Suko. When he first shows up, King Kong's trying to be nice to him, and he, like, bites his hand. So he grabs him by the feet and starts using him to, like,
fight
the other,
up,
other
yeah.
apes. I love that, though.
Wait, what?
Yes. So he takes a little kid. He beats people with a little kid.
And he's, like, using him like a weapon, like, beating all
the
other
kid tried tricking him. He called him. He goes, I'm going to take a bath real quick. I'm going to take a bath.
Oh, yeah.
Stop and take a bath. Because he knew that giant monster was in the lake.
Uh-huh.
And while he's bathing, the giant monster attacks Kong and tries to kill Kong, but he ends up... Kong ends up killing him and eating him, and he gives a piece to the little kid. Hey, here's a piece of him.
That's what I liked. I love that they introduced him. He's a little asshole.
Yeah.
Then he kind of came around to like wanting to help King Kong.
So did Godzilla kill the Monster Cooler in this movie?
The Monster Cooler did not die in this one. He's one of them. He's kind of
He's good. He had a heel turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Only Scar died.
Who killed Scar?
They fought together. The freezing thing.
Froze him, and then they smashed him.
So we left the movies. I was like, you guys liked it? Lex
is
like, yeah. Like he was like.
So there's going to be another one? Are they going
to
be fighting?
He said the director wants to do a third one. He wants to like have an official trilogy of these movies. So.
Okay. So this is. So the next one they're going to fight. Mecha.
Actually, Mecha Godzilla.
They already
not
did. Mecha was in the last one.
Space guy.
Mecha Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Because yeah, they sold the head at the end of the one.
Yeah, they still got the head.
Yeah, there's no post-credit on this one. But remember that at the end of that?
So I guess it would be Mecha Ghidorah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or Mecha Kong.
No post-credit, yeah, because I looked at that when I was
Mecha Scar Kong. Oh, triple head.
And they all have to, like, put on their mech suits and team up to be a bigger...
Now, I read something where they said that Godzilla, like, saw Kong and tried to beat him on sight. Like, is that true? Like, he just saw Kong and he was like, I told you not to get near me and try to fight
him. That's what they made the rule. They said, and I kind of forgot that. They go... Yeah. Kong stays in Middle Earth, Godzilla stays on the surface, and as long as he doesn't enter each other's territory, they're fine. Yeah. Well, Kong's smart. So Kong is not going to battle Godzilla without, but when they need Godzilla to come down below, that's when he goes up to the surface in Egypt, and he's like standing there, Egypt, and he's calling for him, and you see Godzilla's on top of Rock of Gibraltar, like by England or whatever, and he jumps in the water, and...
I heard he can swim fast.
Oh, yeah.
They're just
at one point, he's like super nuclear and he gets in the water and it's like the water is just boiling around him. It's kind of
cool. So, him powering up is the way he turned purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when he took the underwater creature's power. Mm-hmm. They was purple and blue or whatever.
How did he take the power?
He killed him, but then he went into the area
where the power was.
The power source was. Yeah.
And I don't know.
That's where you see him sleeping in the ice like a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I went to the theater to see this with my three boys. I sat in the wrong seat at first. Remember, I hate when people do that to me in the theater. So we had 6, 7, and 8, mm-hmm. and the arrow was pointing the other way, but I sat in 6, boys sat in 7 and 8. And I was like, shit, am I sitting the wrong? So I sat down, and the guy comes and sits next to me. He goes, hey, how are we doing? Good. Can't wait to watch the movie, honey. He just starts talking. I don't know who this guy is. And I was like, fuck, what's going on right now? I was like, yeah, I'm excited to watch this movie. Like, I don't know. So I was like, I got to be sitting in the wrong seat. So I look down, I'm like, fuck, I am sitting in the wrong seat. Yes. I go, wrong seat. He goes, no, it's okay. You can sit there. I go, sorry, man, wrong seat. So I go and I sit down. Actually, legit was in the wrong seat. So instead of making one of my boys move, I sat down at the other end of the boys and sat down. And the guy I ended up sitting next to at that end was leaning forward. He kept doing this the whole movie.
The rocking.
He kept doing this the whole movie, though. And he kept doing this. He kept doing this. I was like, fuck, this guy's going to shoot up something.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do.
I've gotten nervous.
I don't think he was special needs at all. I think he was like twitchy about something. And he kept leaning forward. He kept looking around. I'm like, what the fuck, children? I can't children. And he kept doing it through the whole movie. He was freaking me fucking out. Then at the end, he just turns to me and he goes, man, that was a good movie, honey. And he's talking normal as fuck. Like, he wasn't just doing what he was doing for 2 fucking hours. He goes, hey, man, you know if this movie's got a post-credit or not? I was like, let me look it up for you. Nah, no post credit. All right, man, thanks, appreciate you. And he got up and he left, and I left. But for 2 hours, yeah. I was this guy had me fucking on edge for however long the movie is.
Yeah,
I
was maybe he was enjoying the movie. Maybe he was excited, and he didn't know what to do.
But he kept looking left and right and shit, dude. He can rock back and forth, look at the
because,
movie.
Because, man, the monsters were making him horny, and he was looking at you. Okay, he was like, woo, and I want to diddy something.
How crowded was the theater you saw?
Huh?
How crowded was
it? MJR. It was booked. It was booked. MJR was booked.
So I actually, we've talked about it before. I always go and see movies by myself, but I always, I'm like, I've never been the only person in a theater. I've always been like, oh, it's going to be just me today. And then sure as shit, right when it's starting, somebody walks in. This is the first time I've been in a movie theater.
It was packed.
All by myself.
Oh, really? Because it did broke records for sales and everything. It did really well. This and Dune is the most.
Yeah, it was budgeted $135 million and made $361 million.
It's gonna. They'll be getting his last.
Okay.
But the whole time I was sitting there, this movie, I'm like.
That's why they keep making these. That's all I kept going. Who is this for? But I did call my sisters and go, you know, my niece and nephews, they'll like this. But
I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, what? Both my boys. If this guy flips out, I gotta fight him.
Uh huh.
I gotta go. Boys, go that way. And I gotta throw myself at this guy. I was seriously thinking that way during Kong and Godzilla. That's what was on my mind. I got to fight this guy.
I
might lose, but I got to fight him and tell for my boys to have enough time to get out.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to throw my keys and go get, because Kane's been towards him to see how to somewhat drive. Go, take my keys and get the fuck out of here. And I'm thinking, I got to dive on this guy. That's exactly what I was thinking, because he was acting, that's where my mind was the whole
time. You were like Godzilla.
I was ready. A part of myself, I thought I had to give my life up. This guy
in the movie theater.
This guy made me think this way. Yes, because this is where we're at in this world.
So this happened to me at
where we're at in this world.
But at a church amusement park thing, like for those festivals,
yeah.
I was in line for Tilt-A-Whirl with my two nephews.
Yeah.
And this kid walks up behind me, and he's got like a homemade sling. And he's doing the same kind of twitchy shit too, like looking around. I'm like, the fuck is this kid's deal?
Yep.
And I just got to a certain point where I'm like, and I kept looking at him. He kept looking at me, and I'm like, is he looking at me because I'm looking at him? Or, and I kind of went, I go, boys, run over and say, go give your mom and dad over there. Go give him a big hug real quick. And they're like, oh, okay, while we're waiting in line. And they kind of go over there for like a little bit because I just wanted him away because I don't know what the hell this dude's doing. And I kind of like, I'm looking. And then finally he like left, and then the kids came back, and I told my sister later, and she goes, yeah, I was wondering why you made them do that. I go, yeah, because I thought this guy was going to fucking flip out and do something. Yeah. I'm like, I want them here.
I don't know if it's a nervous twitch with him. I don't know if it's a condition, but the way he kept looking around, it wasn't just the rocky part. It was, I'm looking left, I'm looking right. I was like, and it just made me like.
It could have been like an, Tourette's type thing.
But
or
I don't
something.
Know if I can be.
But I'm with you. I think it's fine.
It's not okay to not to brush it to the side, because what if something does happen?
Another time in a movie theater, I had that where a guy kept getting up and leaving and going to the bathroom and coming back and just kept doing that. I'm like, what is he? And I turned to everybody. I go,
you don't want to pay attention to it, but you can't help it.
I go, we got to be aware of this. I said, whoever I was with that day, I go, we got to watch.
Sean freaked out everybody else in the theater. Shit, we do now. At least I only freaked out myself. I only freaked out myself. But I thought, I'm going to throw my keys to the boys and I'm going to just tackle this guy.
Yep.
And I don't know if he's going to have a knife or what, but I know there's nobody in between me and him. So it's got to be me. I can't like some old lady go and shove her at him to tackle. That's not happening. It's just me and him. And I was like, I was ready to die at the end of this movie, just for the record. I was ready to die for this. Not for this movie, but the end of this movie.
But
I should have never moved seats.
Right. Yeah. Talkative or.
But if I wanted to move seats and that guy does flip out, my son's the closest to that guy.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
But the movie, I would recommend watching it down the line, but not seeing it. Because the last one I remember watching because it came out during COVID that I saw it at home because they did day and date where they released it in the theater and at home. And I'm like, I watched it at home and I'm like, damn it. I go, I wish I would have watched that in the theater. So I kind of,
yeah, I agree.
In my head, I'm like, oh, I kind of got to see it. But again, this is a giant cartoon where that one, I feel like the last one did more overhead where you're seeing the scope of the city and some of the fight scenes in this in Rio de Janeiro. I'm like, can we please zoom out a little bit just so I can see where everybody is? Like, breaking.
But they probably would have took forever to do that shit.
Right. Yeah. That's because it's all fucking cartoon. It's 90% CGI.
It's top of the world, and then the rest of it where Godzilla's sleeping on Earth or whatever, but that's CGI.
The people scenes.
But then the rest of it's Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Not Middle Earth. Right.
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth. Middle Earth. And so it's all.
But it is what it is. It's 100% delivers what it promises, probably more than the other ones because it's all monsters. And I enjoyed it, but you can wait for it. Unless you got kids and you got nothing else to do. But so, any other last things you got, Rodney? Any more on this?
No, nope. My kids loved it. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. And then, do you have any other questions about it? Or
nope.
All right.
Writer's like, you ruined it for me. Do you want to go see it Monday? You can still go see it Monday. We didn't ruin any fucking plot.
Yeah, there's
it's a monster movie. There's nothing
ruined. Yeah, other than Mothra popping up, which you're right. It was in the other movie, so it was not like a big deal because he's already been in a movie.
Mothra's there just to die and be born again, right? That's what Mothra does.
Right.
Support. Yeah. She's the best support monster.
And she's a she.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Mother best
Mother. So, all right, then back to work.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.